Good morning, everybody. Happy Saturday. And this is Scott Mrozek in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update this hour is being brought to you by Mackenzie Jewelers in the Bad Axe Shopping Center in Bad Axe. And by Ashley Furniture Home Store, also in Bad Axe. And Bayport State Bank in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Seaboing. A 40-year-old Fairgrove resident, Chad Morrison, was arraigned December 8th in Tuscola County 71B District Court following a domestic violence incident late December 7th in Guilford Township. Michigan State Police from the Carroll Post responded around 11 p.m. to reports of a physical assault involving a firearm. Investigators say Morrison assaulted a female victim and threatened her with a gun. The victim escaped the home and called 911. When troopers arrived, Morrison was still inside. After phone negotiations, he surrendered without further incident. A consent search recovered multiple firearms and ammunition. Morrison resisted arrest while being handcuffed and was taken into custody. He faces 15 charges. Morrison remains lodged in the Tuscola County Jail. His next court appearance is scheduled for December 22nd. Anyone experiencing domestic violence can call the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 1-855-864-2374 for confidential help. And a judge has found 32-year-old William Channer mentally competent to stand trial in the fatal shooting of Grand Blanc football coach Logan Welch. Authorities say Channer entered his former workplace, Trims Unlimited in Elmont, last month and shot the 30-year-old Welch, who later died at a hospital. Channer was arrested after a police chase through southern Lapeer County that ended in gunfire, leaving him hospitalized for several weeks. Prosecutors have charged him with first-degree murder, multiple weapons offenses, and fleeing police. Two Lapeer County deputies involved in the shooting were cleared of any wrongdoing. A preliminary exam is the next step in the case. A Bay City mother accused of starving her 4-year-old son now faces an upgraded charge of felony murder in addition to first-degree child abuse. The case centers on allegations that the boy, who weighed just 10 pounds at his death last year, had a history of feeding difficulties and a feeding tube, was not given adequate care. Jessica Burke of Bay City is now charged with felony murder along with first-degree child abuse in the death of her 4-year-old son, Noah. Prosecutors allege Burke's actions led to her son starving to death, while her supporters say his severe medical issues limited his ability to swallow and required tube feeding. A preliminary hearing set for Wednesday in Bay County District Court was postponed after the new murder charge was filed, and a new hearing is scheduled for February. Burke remains held in the Bay County Jail on a $250,000 bond and faces a potential life sentence if convicted on either charge. Investigators say Noah died in October of last year after Burke reported he was not breathing, and medical records dating back to 2020 reportedly warned that decisions about his care could lead to malnourishment without further intervention. We will be right back.
There are some moments that we replay in our minds over and over again. When the woman you cherish opens that little box from Mackenzie Jewelers on Christmas morning, when her hands go to her mouth, when her eyes tear up, when her breathing stops, it's a moment she'll carry with her the rest of her life. Some gifts are more than gifts. Some gifts are moments that she'll remember forever. Come see us at Mackenzie Jewelers.
If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. That's Mackenzie Jewelers on the north side of Bad Axe.
Mackenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe, helping her eyes sparkle on Christmas morning for over 40 years.
Now open 7 days a week through December 24th.
The North End of Bad Axe is a great place to shop and do business. Some of our fine North End retailers include Ashley Home Store and Mackenzie Jewelers.
This holiday season, Ashley and Bad Axe is clearing out inventory with savings you don't want to miss. Take up to 25% off store-wide and 50% off accessories. Plus, select clearance accessories starting at just $3. Pickup and go gifts are ready now. End tables, recliners, vanities, lamps, rugs, and more. Gift certificates are available too. Ashley has something for everyone. Heated and massage recliners for dad, stylish sofas and love seats mom will love, bunk beds and desks for the kids, and lift chairs for the grandparents. And don't forget the sleep gallery. Ashley carries all top mattress brands, Ashley Sleep, Beautyrest, Beautyrest Black, Nectar, Sealy, Serta, Simmons, and Tempur-Pedic in sizes from twin to king. Whether it's a new bed for the kids, a guest room upgrade, or a luxury mattress for yourself, you'll find it here at Ashley & Bad Axe. And the best part, you can buy now and pay later with 1 year and 5 year no interest financing available. Visit Ashley & Bad Axe for details. Ashley & Bad Axe is locally owned and operated. Happy holidays from all of us at Ashley & Bad Axe.
This is Jean Hart. Come see me at Ashley & Bad Axe for the best selection of dining sets, recliners, and accent pieces to make your house a home.
Shopping at the north end of Bad Axe is not complete without a visit to the following: Ashley Home Store and Mackenzie Jewelers.
This is Shelley Brooks, President and Chief Executive Officer of Bayport State Bank. Warm wishes to you and your family this holiday season.
This is Kara, Bayport Office Manager, wishing you a very Merry Christmas.
I'm Karen, Pigeon Branch Manager, thanking you for your business this past year.
And from the Bad Axe office and the Ag Lending Department, I'm Leanne, hoping your Christmas is bright with memories to last the whole year through.
And I'm Grace from the Marketing Department, thanking you for your business this past year, and we all look forward to serving you in the new year ahead.
This is Kathy Holtz, Manager of the Bad Axe office of Bayport State Bank. From our Bad Axe office, along with all the frontline tellers, Merry Christmas.
From the Pigeon Front Line, I'm Tracy, wishing you a joyous new year.
This is Amanda. From all of us at the Seabwing office, may your holidays be merry and bright.
I'm Frank.
And I'm Sally.
From all of us at Bayport State Bank and the Possum Farm,
Happy Holidays!
Bayport State Bank with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Seabwing. Member FDIC.
And we're back, and this is Scott Morozik in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. So the Senate failed to get anywhere on health care this week. Now it's the House's turn. Speaker Mike Johnson, late Friday, released a package of proposals to address growing health care costs. The House legislation does not include an extension of enhanced tax credits that make health insurance more affordable in the Affordable Care Act marketplace. Those tax breaks are expiring at the end of this year. Johnson said Republicans' goal is to reduce premiums for all Americans, not just those enrolled in Obamacare plans. But going Johnson's route has left vulnerable House Republicans representing key battleground districts in a tough spot. Iran has introduced a new pricing tier for its subsidized gasoline, marking the first price adjustment since 2019. The move this morning comes as the country grapples with a depreciating currency and economic sanctions. The revised system implemented Saturday adds a third pricing level, allowing motorists to receive 60 liters per month at the subsidized rate. Anything beyond that falls under the new pricing scheme. Despite the changes, Iran's gasoline prices remain among the lowest in the world. The last significant price hike 6 years ago sparked nationwide protests, leading to a crackdown that reportedly killed over 300 people. And that is your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour. And it was brought to you by Mackenzie Jewelers in the Bad Axe Shopping Center in Bad Axe, and by Ashley Furniture Home Store in Bad Axe, and by Bayport State Bank in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Seaboing. And remember, you can get news stories like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net. And I do have one obituary to mention. Eugene Grifka, 90 years old of Bad Axe, passed away on December 11th. He was born in Tyre, Michigan on November 20th, 1935. Eugene honorably served our country in the U.S. Army from 1953 to 55. Mass of Christian burial will be on Tuesday, December 16th at 11 a.m. at St. Hubert Parish, Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Bad Axe. Visitation will be Tuesday, December 16th, 10 a.m. until time of service at St. Hubert Parish, Sacred Heart Catholic Church, with burial to follow at Sacred Heart Cemetery in Bad Axe. Memorials in Eugene's name may be offered to Knights of Columbus of Bad Axe, and condolences may be shared with the family at McAlpineFuneralHome.com.